It's the 9th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Taxpayers Alliance has published the 2021 Town Hall Rich List, which shows who's taking the most money from local authorities across the country. In Bedford, seven council workers earn over £100,000 a year, and between them, they earn over £1 million. Top of the takers is Bedford Council's Chief Executive Officer, Philip Simpkins, who bags over £210,000 a year. This year's list is published at a difficult time when residents are struggling to make ends meet and council tax bills have just risen. The Taxpayers Alliance says the number of council fat cats is at its highest level since 2013, and local residents have expressed shock and anger at this. Kingsbridge over the River Ouse between Aspects Leisure Park and Oasis Beach Pool will reopen on Tuesday. The bridge was closed last October and underwent £600,000 worth of maintenance, with many people online shocked that this doesn't seem very cost-effective for the relative small size of the footbridge. Bedford Free School has been chosen to help train other schools after concerns time away from classrooms created pupil behaviour problems. Bedford Free School is a leader in discipline, with policies such as silent corridors where students are not allowed to speak between classes, and severe punishment for forgetting basic equipment. Stuart Locke, CEO of the school's corporate group, said, "All young people need structure and routine. They certainly need both of consequence, but also of encouragement and praise." Controversial fitness contractor Fusion Lifestyle has announced that all but one remaining indoor leisure centres will finally open from the 12th of April. Missing is the Oasis Beach Pool, and this comes after Bedford Council paid a huge £632,000 to Fusion to help it reopen. This will likely raise more questions for councillors, who are already highly critical of Fusion. That's it from me. Have a great weekend. Keep warm. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.